1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's the holiest day of the year for Christians.
Domino Vobiscum.
Pope Francis celebrating Easter Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square in front of thousands of people. The 87-year-old is back in the spotlight after recent concerns about his health. In the U.S., crews in Baltimore began to cut the steel wreckage of the Key Bridge that collapsed last week. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it's still too soon to know when the Port of Baltimore will reopen.
We are going to move as fast as possible. We are going to ensure the safety of our first responders, and we are not going to compromise one for the other.
He says water conditions mean it's still too dangerous for divers to resume searching for the bodies of four construction workers who were killed in the collapse and are still missing. Nobody won the Powerball. The next jackpot Monday will be worth an estimated $975 million. This is ABC News. Half of the men's college basketball Final Four is set. Connecticut kept his bid alive to try to win two straight NCAA basketball titles, routing Illinois 77-52. A 30-0 run was a big part of their win over Illinois, and Coach Dan Hurley said,
"It was a special level of basketball that we were playing."
They'll play the University of Alabama in the Final Four. The Crimson Tide, best known for their football prowess, but they're in the basketball Final Four for the first time after beating Clemson 89-82. Actor Chance Perdomo's died at 27 as a result of a motorcycle crash, according to his publicist. Perdomo starred in Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and Gen V. The publicist's statement did not give details about when and where the crash took place, but did say that nobody else was involved in the accident. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
black night slowly swallows me. And then there's death. The black night slowly swallows me. As I lay down to rest, the black night slowly swallows me. And I see a faint white eye. And to the edge I rise. It's calling me. Wow.
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music with Last Crack, an essential last crack. The Abyss from Sinister Funk House number 17. Discipline before that from The Uprising. What is your essential last crack? I sure would like to know. Why don't you send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Tell me your two favorite last crack songs, and we'll get that on the air for you. Essential Last Crack, 11 o'clock during Max Inc. Heavy across the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, our last Saturday for Heavy. Max Inc. Heavy is moving to Sunday starting next week. We were telling you about that earlier. Super excited about M. Shell joining the team here and taking over Heavy. Rob Roberts is going to be in this time slot. 10 to midnight on Saturdays as part of Max Inc. Saturday night. A bunch of new original local music from Wisconsin around the area too. and a bunch of show announcements as well. Rob Roberts, 10 to midnight on Saturday nights right here on Max Inc. Radio. Tunes on the way from All Meridians. We'll do some Rogue Rat. They're playing Taz Bash. We'll tell you about that as well, plus some Carbellion. Right now is Mickey Magnum and Stand Tall. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with Rogue Rat and Drag Strip Queen. All Meridians before that from their 2020 album. That was Terminus. You know, Rogue Rat, they're playing a great show here in Madison coming up on Saturday, May the 4th. It's called Taz Bash 3.0. It's presented by Max Inc. Radio, of course. It's going to be at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. The show starts at 1. It's a full day of great bands, including Rogue Rat, Electromag, King Cobra, Peacemaker, Plant, Fiberweed, and Nostalgia. And the best thing about this, other than the great rock from these bands, all proceeds are going to benefit Music Makes a Difference, which is a great organization helping kids get musical instruments and get into music classes. Taz Bash 3.0, happening Saturday, May the 4th at the Red Rooster here in Madison, is presented by Max Inc. Radio, Mad Radio 92.7, and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. On Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Roll it in and ready for
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Government Zero, Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. I wonder if they're going to do a new album soon. The rumors have been flying for the last 4 years. Maybe soon. Else, before that, with Wake and Carbellion, started that set off with their latest Bar Fight. Hey, thanks for listening to Maxine Kevy tonight. Really appreciate your ears. Don't forget, Maxine Kevy is moving to Sunday night next week, 10 to midnight, Sunday night with M. Shell. Put it in your calendar and don't forget about it. Maxine Kevy, Sunday nights now at 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm getting out of here. We got music on the way from Mad Trucker Gone Mad. We'll do some Altrea. Right now, the latest from Abaddon's End, Absence and Adolescence. It's Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Knock on your door, an empty house is all I
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We shouldn't be together. I know there are better things to reach for. I can't seem to break free from your hollow lies. Cling to me, your hollow lies.
There's a fear in the leaving. There's a fear of being cold and alone. But there's hope in beginning. If there's a way I can find my way home, tell me all the things that I want to hear. How all your intentions are true and clear. Make me feel so safe and protected. Just need to find strength from your hollow eyes. Cling to me, your hollow eyes. So promising, these hollow eyes, they are your key. Your hollow eyes, locking me here in your
She don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand her when I'm sober. The headache that she's given me is worse than my hangover. When I'm always in the doghouse, little doggy, drinking on over. She don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand her when I'm sober. When I just got home from work and my tired feet are hurting, I grab a beer and hit the couch, turn on the tube and start surfing. She stands there right in front of me just like an angry curtain with a list of stuff I'm supposed to do. Oh, honey, that ain't working. She don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand her when I'm sober. The headache that she's given me is worse than my hangover. She's mean as hell, but looking good through my crossing eyes. It's four beers gone and two to go before I want some more. She asks me why, and this I say as I head out the door. You don't like me when I'm drunk, and I can't stand you when I'm sober. Oh, hey, that
you found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it seems you are being asked to donate pretty often these days, Lisa Schiller with the Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says you probably are, and she's hearing from residents about it.
They're getting aggressive calls. They're getting mailers in the mail asking for donations, and they want to know where their money is going.
Schiller says ask questions and understand the difference between a political action committee 527 and a nonprofit charity.
You have to really pay attention to name confusion, the use of the words police and firefighter, veterans, cancer. The name of the organization does not necessarily mean that the charity is engaged in these issues. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
Find more information at BBB.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.